This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Prominent Democrats are questioning whether President Biden can go forward in this election year after his performance in last night's CNN presidential debate. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
President Biden turned in an uneven performance in his first debate with Donald Trump before November's election. The 81-year-old president crystallized concerns about his age early in the debate with a raspy and halting delivery while going after his predecessor, who hopes to be his successor.
159 presidential scholars voted him the worst president in the history of the United States of America.
Trump gave it back.
The whole world is blowing up under him.
They sparred over foreign policy, abortion, the economy, immigration, asked if he'd accept the results of the November election, unlike 4 years ago. Trump equivocated.
If it's a fair and legal and good election, absolutely.
The president doubts it.
Because you're such a whiner.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
David Axelrod, a longtime advisor to former President Obama, says he thinks panic has set in over President Biden's performance. And he said there are going to be discussions about whether he should continue. Seven members of a youth group hiking in Utah were taken to hospitals yesterday after lightning struck the ground near them. None of the injuries are considered life-threatening. Did you see the video of that massive sinkhole swallowing the center of a soccer complex in Alton, Illinois? The AP's Donna Waters got this.
A giant sinkhole opened in a soccer field in southern Illinois. Security camera video shows the hole suddenly appear and quickly swallow a light pole. No injuries were reported.
Oklahoma executed a man yesterday convicted of killing a 7-year-old girl. He was convicted of kidnapping, raping, and killing her. This is AP News. Kinky Friedman has died.
Musician and humorist Kinky Friedman has died at his family's ranch near San Antonio, according to close friend Kent Perkins. Friedman was 79.
How they ain't making Jews like Jesus and them all.
Kinky Friedman and the Texas Jew Boys made provocative music in the 1970s with songs like They Ain't Making Jews Like Jesus Anymore and Get Your Biscuits in the Oven and Your Buns in Bed. He started writing crime novels in the 1980s. Friedman told the Associated Press in 1997 his friends were characters in his books and he used their real names.
As I've pointed out quite often, you can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't wipe your friends off on your saddle. So I put them in the manuscripts.
Friedman ran for governor of Texas in 2006 and twice for Texas Agriculture Commissioner. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The Dow rose 36 points yesterday. The S&P rose 4 points. The Nasdaq rose 53 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.